So let's hear now from a business owner who lives in New York State, where Governor Andrew Cuomo has signed legislation that'll raise the state's minimum wage to $15 an hour over the next few years. Jane McGinn owns Sweet Jane's. That's an ice cream shop in Astoria, Queens in New York City. Jane, welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, nice to be here.
It's great to have you. And tell us about your business, first of all. How long have you owned it and how many employees do you have?
So I've owned my business for 2 years. This summer will be our third season. And at the bottom of the season, we have about 3 employees. And at the top, we go up to about 7 or 8 employees over the summer.
And you're selling ice cream?
And we sell ice cream and we make ice cream.
And so what do the employees have to do in the course of their jobs? Are they just standing at the counter? Are they making the ice cream? What are they doing?
Well, the prep person, of course, is making the ice cream at my direction and under my tutelage. And the others are scooping ice cream and, brand building. They're stocking and making sure the store is clean and putting on a happy face and bringing brand ambassadors for the store.
And they're making what at this point in terms of money? How much money do they make?
If they do not have a food handler's certification, they make $9.50 an hour. With a food handler's certification, they make $10.50 an hour. And my prep lady makes $13 an hour. And my manager is newly coming into management, and she's getting $12 an hour.
So what will the planned increase to the minimum wage in New York mean for you? Because it sounds like all of your employees are going to have to make more than they're currently making.
Correct. Well, what it means is I probably have to raise prices. And if I increase prices, my concern is that then that will impact my customers.
Well, give me an idea of what you're thinking that you may have to do in terms of price increases. Like, what is it now and what would it have to go up to in order to make ends meet at the business?
I probably would have to increase everything by, I'd say, a dollar. Hmm. So a $4 scoop of ice cream becomes a $5 scoop of ice cream.
And I'm not in the ice cream business, so I don't know. But is that the level at which people would decide that they don't want to get an ice cream if it's $5 instead of $4?
That's a really good question. What it does is it impacts having 2 scoops versus 1 scoop.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So what do you think should be done? Do you think that they shouldn't be raising the minimum wage up to $15 an hour in New York?
You know, I think that, again, I have no problem paying that, but 2 things come to mind. You know, I wouldn't mind paying more if people wouldn't mind paying more for a scoop of ice cream. But I think that perhaps there can be something where the kid who's having their first job has no idea what it's like to be an employee. They have to learn, and somebody has to take the time to teach them that. And that's one thing that I pride myself on is, you know, someone did that for me when I was a kid. Someone did that for my daughter when she was a kid. And I really want to be able to offer that value to the neighborhood, the community, and those kids that need to cut their teeth so that they're great employees when they go on and, you know, do their life's dream work.
Are most of your employees pretty young?
Most of my employees are pretty young. Yeah, they are. They're high school students, college students. I've got actors and dancers, people pursuing their dreams.
Well, what do you say, though, to the people who look at this debate from a different perspective and they say, you know, the minimum wage hasn't gone up in a long time. It has not kept pace with the cost increases that are going on, especially in a place like New York City where things are so expensive, and that it's just overdue. And yes, it may have an impact on your bottom line or how you have to raise prices or whatever, but it should have happened a long time ago. And of all the people who are suffering as a result, the business owner is not suffering as much as the employee who's been making a lot less than they feel they should have over the many years.
Again, my students are high school students and they're college students and they're actors and dancers. They're living with their parents and it makes it possible for them.
So you think there should be 1 minimum wage for people who are of a certain age and 1 minimum wage for everyone else?
I think that's maybe a nice solution.
Have you ever had to deal with a minimum wage increase before in the course of the time you've had your business?
It was lower when I first started my business. I have always pay just a little bit more because I want a great quality employee.
Hmm.
You know, I don't want them to go to McDonald's. I want them to come here and be, you know, part of our family.
That's Jane McGinn, who is the owner of Sweet Jane's, an ice cream shop in Queens, New York. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.